Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals. I build with dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick Hill. For fish gill to cop blood. The time come, I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Up the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and off the scenes on a sofa. 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holster. My motions don't appeal to appellate division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Up the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. A black gorilla, crib and blood and one only. Just know my face, I be the case. But the wish at the police, they'll get the name Lake. Go simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute, the new, here
revolution,
we new.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force. So what we fight for, my heart goes to you, beautiful wife in war.
Enlist in more and talk less. Watch all and trust none. Demand your respect and be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice and freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule is strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. To struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Huey Newton's lawyer, right?
Yes.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mitch Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over!
Mr. Jackson, sorry about your brother.
They will live to regret it. I'll see you there. Him where it hurts.
Starring Gary Dordan from TV CSI.
This is the military, David.
Free land, rebel share grids. Welcome to this Jordan Radio. I'm your host, Bumani Shakir. Where I goes the fire, go fivefold. Our first goal is to eradicate functional illiteracy among new African prisoners. Our second goal is to eradicate cultural ignorance among new African prisoners. Our third goal, to transfer the criminal mentality to the new African mentality. Our fourth goal, to assist in the rebuilding and stabilization of new African communities. Our fifth goal, prepare a new African prisoner for release, reducing new African recidivism. The overall goal, transfer the whole pre-industrial slave complex to the prison system to the big interest of learning through educational means. Before I bring on our guest tonight, I'd like to go over a couple of events happening in history during this week. August 21st to 23rd, 1831, Nat Turner slave rebellion occurred in Southampton, Virginia, County Virginia. Some 60 white were killed. Nat Turner was not captured until October the 30th. Okay. Let me see. In August the 22nd, 1791, the Haitian Revolution began with revolt of slaves in the Northern Province. In 1843, August 27th, Henry Highland Gardner called a general slave strike. Okay. In 1978, August 22nd, Jomo Kenyatta, the first president of Kenya and one of the architects of the New Africa, died in Mombasa, Kenya at the age of 84. In 1989, Black Panther Party co-founder Huey P. Newton was murdered at the age of 47. Okay. August 23rd, 1917, African soldiers in Houston engaged in street skirmishes that left more than 17 Euro-American races dead. Also, on August 23rd, 1979, there was the born day of Comrade Rue of GDU, better known as E-52 Mouche. Let's see. August 24th, 1943, the birth of Russell Maroon Schultz, former political prisoner. Also on August 23rd, 2003, Safa Bakar returned to Essence. Let me see. In 1967, August 25th, the FBI circulated internal order to disrupt Black liberation groups, a program that would later become known as COINTELPRO. August 26, 1966, armed struggle for liberation began in Namibia by the Southwest African People's Party, SAPO. On August 27, 1960, a race riot occurred in Jacksonville, Florida. After 10 days of sit-in demonstration, 50 reporters injured. Also, the race riot occurred in 1966 in Waukegan, Illinois. Those are just a couple of events that happened during this week. In history in regards to Black Power resistance and our resistance toward the people. You know, I like to thank everybody who's been following our broadcast in 2014. I want to salute everybody who constantly doing the work in their communities and their areas. And this is Black August, so I encourage everyone, if you have any loved ones, associate friends, or by enemy lines, please write to them, send them a package to communicate with these brothers and sisters behind enemy lines. You know, and I'd like to welcome to the show tonight, Comrade Rafiki Jamil. Wait, sir, go salamu, comrade.
Oh, man. I appreciate you, brother. Definitely appreciate you, man. And also the history that you presented and those individuals who struggled. You know, it's just not just history, but it's just a memory of other freedom fighters and other struggles that happened, man. So I wanted to ask you, so do we want the sisters to present first, and then we go into the BA conversation.
Well,
I'm not sure if they were going to say wrong or it's up to you. I wasn't sure of how it would flow.
Well, you know, we really want to do a little quick little show, man, about the BA conversation. Then let them make the announcements at the end of our thing we do about the BA, right? Let them make the announcement then, right?
Okay,
do it like that. Okay,
all right, come
yeah. Yeah, you know, I just wanted to let the people know we recently did an event on Zoom that we're entitled Black August 2022 from a Knowing Perspective, Knowing a New Arab Revolutionary and National Perspective, the history and voice of New Arab political prison struggle that were dated Saturday, August 20, 2022, from 1:00 p.m. to 5:00 p.m. Right. You know, and the base for the show is basically give a little feedback, you know, just talk about it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Some of the highlights and points that you like that you wanted to mention in regard to the people. And also, you know what I'm saying, talk about your continued work that you've been doing continually, right?
Indeed, indeed. Did want to mention for those who are listening but may not have attended or may not have heard the commemoration that that Carmen Bumani just spoke of. I just wanted to say, you know, I understand we're all busy, but there is no substitute for listening to the commemoration. You know, we can speak on it, but you really have to listen to it for yourself. And part of that is, as African people, it is important to listen as well as to read, because we have plenty of material. And I'm going to say it again, it's important to listen as well as to read. Part of our history of Africans, part of it's oral. There's some written, but part is oral. And if you talk to some of the freedom fighters, you know, they really will tell you that. They did not put it on paper. If you want the history, you have to listen to them. And it reminds me when I was looking over Comrade Kumasi. He was one of those individuals. You know, when you speak, you just, you know, listen to what he says. You can take what he says, but he's not really going to write it down. So that's the only reason why I mention that. It's not mentioning that to be like, hey, man, you really need to do this, but it's just important when you in an African function to actually listen, because everything is just not going to be on paper. So, you know, that's part of it. And I know some of it is on the GJU website. We do have most of it recorded, so if it's not there, which I believe it is, we will make sure it is there. So that's one part. Now, as far as is Black August in general, part that I like is where they broke it down. Because most people out there, when looking at Black August, they've heard of it. And they may have been introduced to it through music. But it's paramount to everyone. When we look at these individuals who took a stand, many people really don't know their names. When it comes to African history in general, the people who had a physical battle are omitted. So it's important to know the martyrs. And it's also important to know all the other individuals. George Jackson once said that, you know, talking about Soledad Brothers is that, you know, yeah, you know, the Soledad Brothers is not just these three individuals, but those who resist. So that's part of that conversation. And that's part of it is the awareness. And even within the circles, activist circles or freedom fighter circles, some may know the names of Matulu in terms of political prisoners. Some may know the names of Mumia. But I have to throw out that question. Do you know the name of Abdul Obala Shakur? Do you know the name of Joka Hashima? Do you know the name of Fatih Arrow? Also, we talking about BA. Do you know the name of Soldier Graham? So a lot of these things have to be answered, and a lot of them were answered and presented within the commemoration. So I'm going to say that just to start off.
Okay. That's understood. I want to piggyback what you said, you know, in regards to, like, people can listen to it. The broadcast was live streamed on Georgia University Facebook page. So you can go onto the Facebook page and actually see the whole entire program. The whole entire program is on Facebook, on Georgia University Facebook page. So you can see the entire program, you know, and the program was consisted of various people from around the globe talking about different things. You know, it was a special tribute to the life, work, and impact of Elder Shaka Athene. And Shaka Athene was a great comrade who actually pushed the line, and he had the chairman position of the Black Ogun Committee for long years. You know, he had been there from the beginning of Black August, and he pushed it. And that presentation was done by a young man right now, Marifu. He also had an aspect of the history of Black August that was performed by Elder G. Tusadiki, who won the founders of Black August from the side of their old wing. He also had an aspect of who are Rushel Sinku McGee. Rushel Sinku McGee was one of the only survivor from the Conrads or the August 7 massacre or the August 7 movement with Conrad Jonathan Jackson and that, demanding the freedom of the Solidarity Brothers. They were presented by Baba Jahat Adu Mumit from Jericho Amnesty, who also was a former political prisoner. Then you had talking about What Is the Shoe, that was performed by Joker Hishima Jensei, who was a new African political prisoner. Then you had What Is the Shoe Line Political Non-Political Prisoner by Adu Lukabashiku, who was also a new African political prisoner. Then we had another aspect called New African Political Prisoner from a Legal Perspective by Mama Ifeo Ngaza, who was a new African attorney and an elder. Then we have a little one straight by Sister Makina Ayapo, who was a new African revolutionary nationalist. And we got another part dealing with African psychology and Black August by Dr. Ray Wimbush. And in continuation of the program, we had in conjunction a Black art and resistance aspect in regard to we were talking about different art from different people around the globe, from former political prisoner, Audrey Latalo, artists around the world like Bob Noza, an artist from New York political prisoner, Baridi, Hashima, and other individuals. So they're basically about the gifts in regards to the program, in regards to some of the things that were going on in particular, right? You know, we just want to do this show just to give people the insight to what was going on and just basically just touch bases on it. You know, and again, like I said, you actually can view it on Facebook. That's all I wanted to say right now. That's all I wanted to say. What you got to say, Rafi? Tell the people who you are, though, man. Because, you know, they might have ain't heard you for a moment, man. They might not know who you are, bro. Tell the people who you are, man.
Okay, well, my name is Rafiki. I'm also a part of George Jackson University, as well as Black August Organizing Committee. I'm definitely here, definitely New African, just trying to bring things to the next level. One thing I did want to say, too, about that itinerary we had was one portion too is Ray Wimbush portion, and he is an educator, and he's the one that dealt with the psychology of the African mind, and also ways that we can assist in decolonizing our mind. So he gave actual examples. I'm not sure if we have the slideshow, but I believe that he can present the slideshow, because
many people will ask, okay, you know, now that we, you know, hear about Black August, you know, what can we do? So, you know, that's part of it. You know, that's part of how we can attack what's going on individually and what's going on with ourselves and make sure we keep ourselves in check. So that's one thing there. But there was also other individuals who spoke to that. You know, so and the only reason why I mentioned that, because some people, I think they tuned into part of the program, but they did not get to towards the end of it. But yeah, everyone on that program was definitely definitely insightful. And the history that went on, and the tribute to Shaka Thenin, like I said, another one of those people that made that transition. And then also, Jeetu also speaking on the history. And some of the pictures that he had, we actually presented. So we had pictures of individuals on the yard, which I think that is something, the imagery there, as well as the artwork that was shown at the end is impactful. I believe any liberation movement, any political movement, you know, they have some type of art where people can gravitate to, and they look at these individuals, and if somebody doesn't know who it is, they say, hey, who is this? And again, most of these individuals that's either fallen or in the picture you see have had great impact and have contributed, and we must build off of them, and it's people must know their names. We do live in a society where when individuals go to prison, it's like a scarlet letter. Not only do they have that record attached to them, but also individuals may look down upon them. And some of the thinkers that we hear about in the schools here, they'll format your minds to more of like a I'm trying to think of the name, like W.E.B. Du Bois. You know, he had that thing of the talented tenth. When the individuals think of talented tenth, they don't go to the prison. Most of them don't think about it. They don't think about it at all. But a lot of us know that the prison is his own community. The biggest, you can go to some of these states, some counties, the most populated area is that prison. You have more people in that prison than in the community, local community, may have more people in that prison than part of that county. So, you know, it's just one thing to think about, that there's brilliant minds in there. And yes, you know, the people within prison can launch a movement forward. They have done it in other countries. They'll do it here. Yeah, I'll relinquish the mic on that. I just had to put that out. You know, the Black August spirit is in me.
True indeed, true indeed. can you tell the people some of the things they can do during the month of Black? Tell people some of the things they can do. You know, in regards to commemorate, you know, some of the things they can do in regards to carrying on the tradition during Black August.
Well, definitely study. Study, fast, work out. If when you do purchase things, now we should be doing this. I say this, we should be doing this 365. Now, you don't have to fast 365. You can do that during the month of Black August. But, you know, as far as, you know, where do you purchase your goods and services from, definitely should be purchasing that from New Africans. And then also connect up with other individuals, because this is not a movement, you know, an individual movement. It's a social movement. So anything that's going to be moved is going to be moved by people in general. So connect with an organization. Reach out to me. I'm in Maryland. So any of the brothers, any of the freedom fighters, definitely sisters, definitely reach out to me, Imani. you know, we do have the information out there as far as GJU or DAOC. And also in your platform, I don't care what type of organization you are, you should do some for prisoners in general, and also recognize be doing something for the political prisoners. And one interesting fact that I came across 2 days ago is that, you know, the New African men in Maryland actually has what's the highest rate per capita within the prison system. So, you know, we got to get moving.
Wow. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's ugly. That's ugly in regard to that situation, right? I actually want to go ahead and bring the sister in so she can talk about a little bit about this this event to a political prisoner. I'm gonna open our line right now. 347-232. Your line is open. You can go and make your announcements. Peace. You can go make your announcements and tell a little bit more about this event geared to a political prisoner. Tell a little bit about this event by Curve Fest.
Yeah. This Sunday, August 28th. I don't know if there's an echo or playback. But this Sunday, August 28th, at 709 Howard Street, from 1 to 4, we will be hosting Curve Fest for Political Prisoners. It will be the fourth Curve Fest. There has been one in Philadelphia. There's been one in Boston. And last weekend, there was a Curve Fest for Political Prisoners in Harlem. So we are very excited to bring it here to Baltimore. And Curve Fest for Political Prisoners connects organizers with community members to raise awareness of political prisoners and just share different ways to get involved in the movement. So we feature local speakers, organizers, performers, artists, and DJs coming together to agitate community. We're taking over the block. There'll be a lot of PE. There'll be a letter writing station. There are a plethora of organizations that are involved in putting this together, including the Black Alliance for Peace Baltimore Chapter, Green Cloth Collective, Liberating Library, Organizing Black, the Pan-African Community Action, and Ujima People's Progress Party. So we are very excited. We have a host of artists and speakers.
Okay.
And also for more information, you can go to curvefest.com.
Okay. I have a question. In regards, if people are not able to attend the event, would the event be live screened or would it be a Zoom component or anything like that for people who are not able to attend?
No. It won't be a live stream Zoom component. A lot of the idea behind it is just sort of a pop-up. So we're trying to encourage more people to be able to, throw one for themselves. So if they go to curvefest.com, and if they're interested in potentially hosting one, we have all of the resources available. You could sign up to meet with us, and we can discuss how that would work. Like I said, this is the fourth city, so we are expanding Curvefest.
Okay. Another question is, if other organizations wanted to participate in it, that wasn't actually a part of it, or what you just mentioned, would it be able to do so, or would it have to talk to y'all directly to do so, or would it be able just to do it in general?
If they want to come participate, be a speaker, we're encouraging people to come down. Would love if, if people who are tapped into the movement come down and say a word, encourage other people who have no idea about political prisoners or the struggle against oppression of prisoners at large. So if we can get some folks to come down and speak about that, we would love it. You don't necessarily have to contact us, but, come out, introduce yourself, If you have any literature or propaganda that you want to share in your perspective work, we'd always be happy to put that on the table, share it. But again, this is something that we're doing to cultivate community. This is something that we're doing to build community, build political education around these pressing issues. I think one of the important things that Brother Rafiki mentioned is that regardless of what organizing work you do, prisoners, especially political prisoners, should be there should be a platform for them. So, yeah, we invite all organizations to tap in, come through, check it out, come support, and even speak.
Okay. I appreciate that. Okay, I got one more question. In regards to doing it during Black August, why do y'all choose to do it during Black August?
Yeah, this was a choice to do it during Black August, primarily because we do want to agitate more now that we see that there is a general, I guess people are more interested in Black August as the years are coming. I guess in the last, I want to say 5 years, people are generally more interested. But, of course, Black August, as you named all those dates, Black August is a month of resistance. But I think what we also want to do is recenter and refocus that, yes, it is a month of resistance, but Black August is a month where we commemorate and we recognize the, the struggle and the fight to get our political prisoners home. We have a lot of political prisoners who are aging out, a lot of elders. But more importantly, in a city like Baltimore, political prisoners are made every day. When we look at the policing endeavors between the 1033 program and Operation Relentless Pursuit and the IDF deadly exchange that police have all this access to, the way they are coming down on children and youth, particularly the Squeegee Boys, the way that the city attacks protesters and people who speak out against what's happening. As you think you raised, the state of Maryland, the incarceration rate for Black men is the highest in the country. So I think that it's very important that we remember that if these are issues that organizations and organizers are pushing to get on the forefront, then, yeah, we definitely need to put it in Black August. We definitely need to agitate the people around what these political prisoners have done in regards to our respective freedoms and keep the movement going.
Okay. Can you drop the information again for the people who listen? How they can join?
Yes.
Can you drop the information again? Can you drop the website, things of that nature?
Yes. Again, the website is at curbfest.com. That's curbfest.com. The event is on August 28th. That's this Sunday from 1 to 4. We will be at outside of Nobu Nomu, which is the address is 709 Howard Street in Baltimore, Maryland. So we're hoping that people can slide through, come through, enjoy the music, come enjoy the PE, come enjoy the speakers, and most importantly, support political prisoners.
All right. I appreciate it. That's all you have, sister. I appreciate it. That's all you have. Unless you got some more,
yes.
I appreciate this, sister. Okay, I appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, I appreciate bye-bye. You for allowing me to come on.
All right, thank you for the information. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Brother Rafiki.
Hey, I just wanted to make sure that Sister Sheena have anything to say as well.
I don't know who that is, Conrad. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah, I was just making sure from, Sister Erica, I didn't know if she was on. I just wanted to make sure that, she had a chance to say something. But, as far as myself, man, it's Black August, and we're going to do this 365. Definitely appreciate everything that you're doing. Appreciate the founders of GJU and Sister Erica and Jima People's Progress Party for struggling. So just for everyone out there, keep struggling, keep resistance, and long live the gorilla.
Yeah. True indeed, true indeed, man. Yeah, I want to ask you for what you want, what are final thoughts you want to leave us with? You got anything you want to leave? Want to leave us in the website, any information? What are your final thoughts you want to leave us with for the people?
That's primarily it. It's get in contact with us. Invest yourself in the movement. Invest yourself in the movement. Looking around, looking and diving into what's going on with the prisons, in some way to move against what's going on. So that's primarily it, you know. Be engaged with others while you're doing this, and then, you know, like I said before, you know, long live the guerrilla, long live the movement.
True indeed. You know. Again, I want to thank you for coming on to the broadcast show. You will not lose understand. Thank you for going to do in the past, present, and the future, right? If anyone had any loved ones, associates, comrades, you can check out Georgia University on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also you can contact me directly at boomanisecure80@gmail.com. Again, it's boomanisecure80@gmail.com. Long live resistance, long live the new African independent movement, and long live the guerrilla and ways to go slama. Free or land.
By any means necessary.
Yes, sir.